Question 12. Don't mean to put you in a spot here. Which of the projects that you have executed over the last 17 years plus have given you the maximum satisfaction? A never-ending rush of dopamine. Happy to understand that. That's a really tricky question, and it's a great question though. And I mean, photography, for most photographers who I meet anyway, the reason they do it is for the dopamine value. And just sometimes you have that extra amount of dopamine maybe flowing through your veins. But I think for me, the most memorable trip, gosh, it's going to have to be the Maldives, because it has like a mixed message. It's got a mixed message there of high dopamine and low sadness, really, because it was an emotional journey for me going there. I was there for 10 days, and I set in my mind that I wanted to do a project called Paradise Lost, which is basically about the Maldives and the potential loss of these pockets of paradise, which, due to sea level rises, which is happening, within 20 years, these islands may disappear. And I wanted to document the islands as is, really, as they are. And most of them are obviously just tourist havens, but that didn't bother me. I didn't necessarily want to shoot them in such a way that it was less touristy. I wanted to shoot, the man-made objects on the islands. I wanted to shoot the sandbars. I wanted to shoot the low-lying flatlands of those particular islands. So when I first arrived there, I scoped out this island, which was only about 2.5 kilometers long by about 0.5 kilometer wide. And it took me 2 days of scoping, even though it's such a tiny island. And eventually I found these perfect little places to shoot. I shot them all within about 4 days. The sky, the sunrises and sunsets were amazing. The moody skies, they had storms rolling in at 3 o'clock pretty much every day. And it was an absolute joy to shoot. And I'd never been so relaxed. And that for me was just pure adrenaline. Pure adrenaline, if I can say the word, for me. So it was just mixing my passion of nature with my passion for photography, and it was put me on cloud nine. So yeah, that is definitely the location. But on the flip side, when I left, it was like the 9th or the 10th day, and I really started to think deeply about the loss of these islands and the implication of what that means to the human world. And it really did start to make me quite sad. Not because I was just leaving, but mainly because I thought, well, what if this isn't here? This is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. And I think the whole project was a real emotional roller coaster. And that's why I've picked this particular spot, because it just resonates with me so much. And it's certainly a place that I want to go back to as well.